I'm doing just fine now it's over. I've been moving on and living my life, but occasionally I lose composure, and I can get you out of my mind. If I could go back in time, I'd do things differently. Yeah, I wouldn't think twice. I'd distract myself, think of something.
Becky Hill, Queen of the Dance Music Vocal, joins me now on BFBS, the Forces Station. Becky, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us. I know it's a very busy time right now. Obviously, people know you as one of the most powerful voices in dance music, but it's so diverse. You really cross the genres. Is there a particular track or a particular style that you've really decided is your favourite?
I mean, look, I will always love dance music and always be involved in dance music. It has been in my soul since I was a child. But I also love synth pop. I'm a massive fan of Robin and kind of Passion Pit and that sort of music. So I will always do pop as well.
Awesome. And it really is everything, isn't it? It's sort of everything from like self-empowerment to heartbreak to just having the best time. It kind of feels like there's a Becky Hill song for every single mood. But I've got to know though, outside of your own songs, because it feels like we've all got a Becky Hill song that we need from time to time, what is your go-to song when you really need to like get the feels out?
There's a dance record called Need to Feel Loved by Reflect, which is a beautiful strings sample and a great top line as well. And that's what I used to cry to as a teenager.
We've been stuck in the silence, watching life passing us by. Slowly we lost our minds somewhere inside these walls. Did you forget the feeling? Trying to find it staring at the ceiling. Slowly we lost our minds somewhere inside these walls. Yeah, I
Becky, you've worked with everyone from like Guetta, Sagala, Banks and Ranks. Have you got a favourite person that you've collabed with so far?
Ella Eyre, it's got to be. Like, I love that girl to bits. She is also one of the best vocalists and performers, actually, of my kind of generation of singers. I absolutely adore her as a person. She's been a massive inspiration to me and such a great friend. And I feel so lucky that I've met her. And I love that we've done a track together. I feel like we've completed something. And hopefully it'll be the first of many.
And does that sort of friendship and easy relationship really help the process of making music together?
Oh, yeah, massively. I don't really like working with people I don't know anymore, which is something that I used to do a lot when I was new to the industry. I worked with a different person that I'd never met before every day. But now I really feel like I have my team of writers and producers that I love working with and that know me inside out. And it makes the whole writing process a lot easier.
And have you got anyone sort of left on the bucket list of, oh, I'd like to get to know this person and maybe work with them one day?
I would love to collaborate with Calvin Harris. That's got to be up there for dance producers. And I'd love to write loads with him and make lots of music.
One collab I do want to talk about quickly, being the Forces Station, is when you worked with the Rudimental Boys back in the day. Now, we had DJ Locksmith on BFBS not too long ago, and he talked about his time on Celeb SES Who Dares Wins on Channel 4. Becky, I've got to know, if Channel 4 came calling, would you do the show?
I'd definitely think about it. I would definitely think about it. My brother is ex-Marine. He served in the Marines for 8 years, so I would have to get some tips and hints off him.
Oh, brilliant. And did you ever hear or sort of learn anything from your brother about the camaraderie when you are actually in service? Did you ever take anything away from that?
Yeah. I mean, he would tell me all about, like, the friends that he'd made and, like, the people that were in his platoon. And he lost a couple of his friends. And I look at the friends that I have and I couldn't imagine being in that environment. It must be a really unique thing to go through with your friends.
I do want to talk about that link to the Forces, because sometimes in the past we've asked performers to go out and maybe perform to the troops in various places around the world. If you were to be put in that environment where maybe you are overseas and away from home, like our audiences a lot of the time, what would be the one thing you bring with you to sort of make anywhere in the world feel like home?
I have a stuffed panda.
Love it.
That I would probably bring along with me, that an ex-boyfriend gave me when I was 16, for my 16th birthday. Although it wasn't really him that gave it to me. He gave some money to my best friend. Anyway, that's another story for another time. I'd probably bring that.
Amazing. And I'll tell you what, on the topic of animals, I know that one particular important thing for you is your four-legged friend. And Becky, I'm going to be honest, one of the things that really brought a smile to my face during lockdown was seeing little Piggy pretending to DJ on your TikTok. Are we going to see a warm-up set on the tour?
Well, I am playing with the idea of bringing her because I'm away for quite a long time. So I'm thinking of setting up a little bed on the tour bus and maybe bringing her out halfway through the show.
Well, as someone who has kind of grown up with your music and got into music at the same time as you were making it big, it's awesome to see so many sold-out dates on that tour. I've got to know, what is your favourite track to perform live? I'd love to play it.
I think it's got to be... It's got to be Afterglow.
Even though the dancing's done, don't worry cause the night is young. Who cares where we go? We're ready for the afterglow. So
stronger.
even though the dancing's done. Don't worry, cause the night is young. Who cares where we go? We're ready for the afterglow. So
I want to talk about writing because I'm sure lots of people don't know that you're actually behind so many more songs than they realise. And a lot of the things you've done with writing, I know you're particularly keen on the whole idea of equality, because much like in the Forces world, it's quite a male-dominated space writing music, isn't it?
I think every sector of life is male-dominated, unfortunately. I've been in rooms where there's been like three or four men to write a song, and I'm the only female. So now I think it's quite important that I try and equalize the gender balance, because some of the best writers I work with are women. Not the best, you know, female songwriters, but the best songwriters I work with are women. And what's difficult now is because there's hardly any producers out there that are female, and it's definitely becoming more and more popular and more common to see women in that production role, but it definitely needs a lot of work to have the producers that you would usually see making all the hits to start being women in those roles. I think it's massively important.
And if you would sort of go back in time and give 17-year-old Becky some advice, or just any young woman who really wants to follow a passion but feels like it's a male-dominated world, what advice would you give these people?
Never let it stop you. You will have to work twice as hard. People will look at you very differently based on the boxes they want to put you in rather than the talent that you have. And I think when you're faced with stuff like that is to keep pushing, because if you are truly passionate and truly motivated and truly talented at what you do, you will always, always get to where you need to be at the right time. But it will take a lot of patience, and consistency is the key.
And you are a brilliant example of that. And I know there will be lots of people listening to this in these underrepresented communities that will really mean a lot to. Becky, just to finish off, have you got a message for our armed forces listening right now?
Of course. I'd love to say thank you so, so much for all of your hard work. Generally, we all are wishing you lots of love from here and waiting for you to return home. So please take care, and we will see you soon.